This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Politics have in common. Oh, the fight is getting nasty. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you are safe and sound wherever you hail from and are listening to my voice right now. Liz Cheney defeated, thumped, crushed in the Wyoming GOP primary. She was soundly beaten by the Donald Trump-backed challenger, Harriet Hageman, in a very, very widely watched nationally Republican primary showdown. I don't know that it's a shocker. I didn't think she was going to survive that. I don't think most people thought she was going to survive it. And when I say survive it, she was the most outspoken critic and nemesis, really nemesis, of the former president, both on the January 6th committee and also through what recently has happened with Donald Trump and, of course, impeachment, et cetera, all of that, starting with January 6th, I guess, because with Cheney's loss, just two House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump are on the ballot in November. So that really, really tells you something about the temperature and the appetite for the American voters in some of these hotspots around the country. And so Liz Cheney, who soundly won again and again and again in Wyoming, is gone. And even though it was expected, I don't know that you would have expected her to get smashed the way that she did. She got the most votes in the primary. She won. That was it. Cheney said in a speech Tuesday from a ranch in Jackson that the choice was clear what people decided, but she compared herself to Lincoln. She said, 2 years ago, even I won the primary with 73% of the vote, which is true. She said, I could have easily have done the same thing. The path was absolutely clear. It would have required that I go along with President Trump's lie about the 2020 election. It would have required that I enable his ongoing efforts to unravel our democratic system and attack the foundations of our republic. That was a path I could not and would not take. So now there it's being floated that she may run for president in 2024. And then she made the reference to Lincoln and all of the offices he lost until he won the biggest one in the land, which was becoming president. So the loss marks the end of a pretty successful campaign by the former president, Donald Trump, to expel his impeachment backers from the GOP, saying that they weren't true Republicans. And what he said on his Truth social platform was Liz Cheney should be ashamed of herself, the way she acted and her spiteful, sanctimonious words and actions toward others. Now she can finally disappear into the depths of political oblivion, where I am sure she will be much happier than she is right now. So how about that? Of the 10 House Republicans, if you're keeping score, who voted to impeach Trump last year, 4 decided to not seek re-election. Of the 6 who did, 4 have now lost their primaries. Only 2 of the 10 have actually advanced to the general election. So there you go. I mean, that shows you the appetite for or the distastefulness for what happened when this former president left office, and again his very, very big coattails and people who are rejecting what is happening, like what happened at Mar-a-Lago and the shakedown by the FBI. There's still massive conversation about that. And there is a push to open up that affidavit, which is being discussed in court, to know what was the premise for going in there and grabbing documents that had supposedly were labeled top secret, etc. But what was enough of the meat in there that led to that that full scale shakedown by the FBI? A lot of questions surrounding that, including from the media, who just wants to know. You know, we want to know what was in that, and so many people are saying, look, the American people deserve to know what was it that prompted that. Is there more that we just do not know, or is this just targets on backs? And will the public even lose confidence in the FBI? I mean, it's a tug of war with the Department of Justice to unseal the records. So it all comes back to the same subject, though, doesn't it? It comes back to Donald Trump. And I think it's pretty obvious that I can't imagine that he would not announce that he is going to run in 2024. Because you can clearly see the ripples that he's caused in the Republican Party and how much clout and power he has. So when you look at the people who have won that he's backed and you look at the others that have fallen, wow. I mean, that really, really shows you and tells you something, and I think gives us a little glimpse into what will happen, you know, just probably no more than a month from now, probably sooner than that. I mean, maybe it'll be Labor Day. I don't know. And then there's these floaters where there's talks about Mike Pence running for president. Now Liz Cheney running for president. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, running for president. So needless to say, it's going to be really interesting to watch the next couple of years. It really, 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 really is. I have to give you the payoff. Because I don't want to forget, why did I say that golf was like politics and what we're seeing in the nasty? And the answer to that is that you have more lawsuits that are coming about with the live tour, it's called, which is backed by the Saudi Arabian government. And you have players who have left the PGA to play on this tour, and do you care? They're getting lots and lots of money. But you've got one player that is going after a member of the Golf Channel for defamation for the way he was being criticized on the air. So we're seeing some similarities with politics. And certainly we're seeing that some of this is playing out in court in different ways. So I don't know. Politics and the PGA Tour and the world of professional golf. I mean, is everything political in our lives? You know what the answer to that is? Yes, 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 it is. Right? It's called pick a side or move out of the way. Move out of the way. That's the way things are rolling. Other things that are being buzzed about, talked about across the country right now, I think is certainly back to school and that whole thing of what's going to happen this year, because it's full on, game on. No masks, no situations of conversations about what about COVID, more about catch up for what kids didn't learn when they were learning remotely. Coming up next, fair or foul.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
All right, time for one of my favorite segments. Jeremy Paulson will join us for a little fair or foul.
Signal fair after the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Makes it a fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
Jeremy, how are you?
I am great.
Hey, so I want to talk about this before we jump into fair or foul. You're getting ready to take a vacation to go see your family, and I know that there's people that listen to the show that are riders that have sweet bikes, and some of them have even ridden the show and they've gone cross country. But what happens when you know there's storms coming? Is that something pleasant that you want to do and ride through on a bike?
No, that's what I'm coming across right now.
Yeah, so you're not doing it.
I don't want to. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I haven't till tomorrow to decide. But, yeah, I'm supposed to leave tomorrow, and it's supposed to storm the next, like, 4 days, 3 days in a row. So I'm like, I don't know, ride 5 hours in a storm?
Nah, I wouldn't want to. I mean, how to end with pelting rain and, it's dangerous.
It is. It is. I mean, it's really hard enough for them to see you on a bike. Let's throw
right.
Know,
I can't see
and
you.
Windshield wipers and stuff. No one can see you.
Yeah, no one can see. I agree. It's terrible. I mean, it'd be fun to ride the bike, but it wouldn't be fun in that kind of weather.
Yeah, I still haven't decided.
Yeah, let's take a poll, unofficial poll. I'm going to say that most people are going to say, nah, don't ride the bike, dude. Because here's the problem. If you got caught in the middle of it, you have no choice. But if you knowingly know, oh, there's a pretty good chance this is going to happen, I don't know. Why take the risk?
No, it's for sure going to happen. It's supposed to storm the next 3 days.
Yeah, forget it. Forget it.
80% chance the next 3 days. Like it's,
forget it. You'd be a drowned rat and roll up on a bike. I mean, no. No. All right, so I'm going to say foul on that, foul on the bike. So once you do arrive and so many relatives want to get their hands on you and everybody wants to say hello and spend time with you, I wonder if there'll be any of those fabulous Jell-O molds with the little tiny marshmallows in them. Are Jell-O molds fair or foul for dessert?
Fair, I guess. I've never had any, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Ah, so you've never had it. Oh, it's a dessert. It's like one of those desserts where it's Jell-O and they stick things in the Jell-O.
Talking about Jell-O shots?
Like, no, Jell-O shots are completely on, baby. Fair, I'm going to say. No, Jell-O. I have a funny story about Jell-O shots that somebody I know. Somebody I know is at a party. I was at that party, and they didn't know. They didn't understand what that was. They thought it was, oh wow, this is like awesome Jell-O, and they're downing these Jell-O shots not realizing, yeah, there's liquor in that. Serious liquor in it. Are you not tasting it? Alright, so Jell-O shots fair, Jell-O molds, I'm going to say foul for you, and that any other dessert is better. There's just some desserts I don't understand why people make them, because there's so many good desserts out there. I mean, listen, if you're hard up for desserts, just get some chocolate chip cookies. People will eat those.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you can buy carrot cake and all sorts of stuff.
Ooh, I love carrot cake. I didn't used to like carrot cake. What's your favorite dessert?
Growing up, I loved cheesecake.
Oh, me too.
One of my grandmas used to make this. She called it the Royale, but it was like a pecan pie on top of a cheesecake, basically.
Mm.
It's like half pecan pie, half cheesecake.
Yum.
That was really good.
Oh, that sounds good. That was my mother's thing, too. She put so much Philly cream cheese in her cheesecakes. People always wanted her to make them, and you know, I wondered how much of those cheesecakes cost to make, but they were so good. I love cheesecake, too.
Yeah, definitely yeah. Cheesecake or, like, cookie dough blizzard. I loved cookie dough blizzard when
Ooh.
I was a kid.
Well, that's a lot of calories. Blizzards. How many calories? Blizzards. Thousands. Thousands. Thousands of them.
That's probably why I'm a hefty guy.
There's a DQ. There's a DQ by me. This is funny. And most people in America, I know you all can relate to this. There's just this area where there's just so much fast food and restaurants, right? And so there's Taco, across the street there's a Taco Bell, and then there's the DQ, and then there's Chick-fil-A, and then there's Wendy's, and it's like a traffic jam at Chick-fil-A always, and DQ, because it's just jammed all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You see it from the road, like the cars are dribbling out in the road, like what's going on here? Was there an accident? No, it's people trying to get a blizzard or whatever, I was just trying to get a DQ, and people trying to go through Chick-fil-A.
We have that right outside of here, actually. Like, they need to put a light right here. They really do. Because in the morning, because there's a McDonald's here, and Arby's here, and a Burger King there, and a Taco Bell there, it's like people are constantly going down this road. And where you come out from here, from where I work, it's just a stop sign. So you're just sitting there forever.
Because
it's like they're just nonstop going. It's like, come on.
Oh, you do need a light.
Yeah, they need a light there, but I don't think they ever will put a light there.
Yeah. Well, that would be better. It's terrible when it's like that. So certainly to go to fast food restaurants, you don't need this. But it's interesting now that we're, you know, through with the pandemic, whether we want to be or not. I mean, it's just done. We're done with it. So if people are going out somewhere nice for dinner or getting photographs, tie or no tie? If you wear a tie, do you even have ties?
I hate ties.
Do you even have a tie?
Yeah, I have a tie. Yeah. I don't like ties, though.
I don't know. I mean,
same
yes,
reason I don't like turtlenecks. No.
Ties are
foul.
Maybe they're foul now, because for weddings you see it, but I'm not seeing very many ties. I was just thinking about this with the Hubs. He likes to dress nice when he wants to dress up, but I never see. I don't even know if he knows where any of his ties are now.
Who even created a tie? I mean, you can dress nice and not have a tie. You know, you still have a button-up shirt. You're still dressed nice.
I think
like,
the
why
same
do you have to have a tie?
I think the same person that invented stockings for women to strangle you or anything like that, it's probably the same person that's strangling you with a tie.
Yeah, I don't get it. To hide the buttons.
Yeah.
To cover the buttons. That's
yeah, you know what? It is true, because then you don't see the buttons, and then you stick the tie in, and that's that.
So why not just get a shirt that has the overlap over the buttons?
It would be so much easier. So we're both going to say foul for ties. I mean, You know,
I think choking. I'm sorry.
I do think there's something about a man in a tuxedo. I will say that. But you're not seeing tuxedos unless you're going to the prom or a wedding. So,
yeah.
Or unless you're part of the wealthy crowd and you're going to one of those parties.
I have to get photos in a couple of days, and I'm not going to wear a tie. Sorry.
Wow. Are you going to wear a clean shirt?
Yeah, we're supposed to wear dress-up clothes, and I was going to just wear my have a really fancy black outfit that I got from my uncle. He's a lawyer, so it's like a pinstripe suit.
Oh.
And I was going to wear that, and she's like, no, it has to be blue. I was like, what?
Oh. What?
Why does it have to be blue?
It's Elvis's birthday. Don't step on my blue suede shoes or my shirt or my anything else. Wow, so it has to be blue. Do you have a nice shirt that's blue?
Yeah, I have some clothes I'm going to bring, but I'm going to look like an old man.
I'm going to look like an old man. I love it.
A blue button-up shirt with, like, you know, tan khakis. Like a tan sports coat.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. All right, you have a shot at getting a ride on one of the rockets to the moon. Do you take it?
I don't know. Space
you're
seems
afraid?
Scary. Space seems scary.
Scary. Scary. Wow. We just did your dating profile. So your dating profile, don't want to go to the moon, no tie, won't ride my bike in the rain, love cheesecake.
Right.
Love movies. Love movies. So the moon, I mean, actually, it is an interesting question. People always talk about, oh, can you imagine if you were, you know, when you're a kid, be an astronaut, would you go to the moon? Wouldn't that be great if you went to the moon? But I kind of agree with you. It's... because you just don't know what's going to happen. I think you have to be completely fearless. Completely fearless. Like, I'm confident. I feel good. I'm good with myself. I'm good with my God. I'm good with everything. And whatever happens when I get on this adventure, hey, that's fine.
It's just a weird adventure, though. You're going to the moon. So from the beginning until you get back to the ground, you're in extreme danger the whole time. Like, anything could happen, any instant.
That's right. Every second you're on there,
literally,
it doesn't matter.
Every second.
You're right. Oh, that would be so anxiety-ridden, wouldn't it, that ride?
It'd be cool floating around in space and whatnot and seeing that you're in space, but then that would just cause more anxiety.
All right, so we both say foul. Lots of fouls on this one. Foul. All right, Jeremy, have a safe trip, and thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Harriet Hageman has defeated Liz Cheney in the Wyoming GOP primary. Cheney teased a possible White House bid after conceding the congressional primary race to Trump-backed candidate Hageman. In her final remarks following the election results, Cheney said, quote, "Now the real work begins," unquote. A judge sided with former New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo on Tuesday in his dispute with a now-defunct state ethics commission. It ordered him to give up $5 million he was paid to write a book about his leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic. Cuomo acknowledged state employees helped with tasks, including editing the manuscript. However, he said those employees did that work voluntarily during their personal time. And shares of Walmart surged over 5% on Tuesday, coming in above Wall Street expectations. This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden signed the $739 billion Inflation Reduction Act on Tuesday. However, the name is a misnomer. The Congressional Budget Office says it does not reduce inflation.
Today offers further proof that the soul of America is vibrant, the future of America is bright, and the promise of America is real and just beginning.
The White House said the Inflation Reduction Act also tackles climate change. Federal officials are warning that the Colorado River system is at a, quote, tipping point, unquote, amid a drought crisis that demands big reductions in water allocation along the river. The U.S. Interior Department did not announce any mandatory water cuts for New Mexico, but the state's existing water conservation programs could be under increased scrutiny. The Colorado River serves more than 40 million people across seven states and Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Glenn Just, his book is Image Transformations of the Brain Mind, Experiencing the Emergent Supervening Self. It is so interesting when you think of the mind and what happens in our brains, and this image transformations by our brains are, as he says in his book, key to understanding dreams and hallucinations and all kinds of other states of consciousness, if you've ever looked at that. And boy, where we are in the world today, this couldn't be more valuable. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
What was your motivation behind writing this? Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, I thought it would be helpful to a lot of people because it explains the kind of experiences that the medical community and the psychologists have had difficulty explaining for forever, actually. Once we understand the transfer between the primary and secondary consciousness parts of our brain, we can interpret our dreams, we understand our hallucinations, we understand how people can go into shamanic trance and how they can do automatic writing and a lot of other things. So folks who have had the sense of being possessed by spirits, or they go into psychotic episodes and they don't know what's happening in their brain, it addresses all of those issues. And in that, over a course of really about 30 to 50 years, I learned to control all those different states of consciousness and create imagery on demand that I wanted. I came up with, I thought, of as a unified explanation for all of that. So transformations of the brain-mind actually explains all the different phenomena, and it simplifies it so people can really understand what's happening in their own head. And that takes away a lot of the anxiety and the fear and, you know, and the discomfort that, that people do have.
Yeah, I love that, understanding what's going on in your own head, and obviously you have that. So it goes to, how does all the awareness lead to a better mental health, and also self-healing, because we see how many people are struggling. So you think if people really understood that, that would be such a great gift.
Yeah, I was plagued by two really debilitating nightmares when I got out of the service in 1957, and I entered the University of Minnesota, and I was waking up two or three times a night, you know, in a sweat and full of adrenaline, not able to sleep, and was really destroying my university experience and social life. So I learned how to program, or we say now, script my own dreams. So I substituted pleasant, exotic kind of dreams for my nightmares, and I kept doing that for 20 years. But what it did was stabilize my emotions and my social life, let me lead a normal day-to-day life. But what I didn't understand at the time is that it was controlling my brain chemistry, the neuromodulators that automatically happen, which means that the brain goes into self-healing, so that when I stopped those controls and scripting my own dreams after 20 years, you know, I had a healthy brain that I could then use to finally understand all the stuff that was happening. So anyway, the book shares that with people, and it's a fourth book in a series that I started with my autobiography that, you know, it explains the gradual progression that I went through to discover all these different things.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about in the book that all of us, and so for people listening to this who, you know, talk about dreams or they sort of remember something, you talk about the fact that each of us has like 25 to 50 dreams a night. But if we're sort of typical, we do only remember a handful in a week or month. But paying attention to the dreams opens what you're talking about, the door, the window, whatever you want to call it, to self-awareness, right?
Right. The brain is set up so that it has various functions that it performs. It wants to integrate into memory what's happened in the previous day and days, and it wants to rebalance your emotions. But one of the other little things that happens in the dream cycle is that your brain gets washed with cerebral spinal fluid, and it takes all of the all of the metabolic byproducts and flushes them out, so you remain healthy. And if you're not sleeping and going through those normal 90-minute dream cycles, your brain sort of gets plugged up with a bunch of junk. And if it goes to an extreme, you wind up with things like dementia and Alzheimer's. So sleep and dreaming is really a very important part of your 24-hour daily cycle. And to be able to control that means that you are improving your health from an emotional point of view, from a brain health point of view, from a social point of view, in terms of stabilizing your life. So it's really important that people understand this, and they're able to control what's happening to them.
Yeah, and again, we're talking about Image Transformations of the Brain Mind, this book, which, of course, you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I hope they take away the idea that you don't have to suffer nightmares and hallucinations and fear from things like a sleep paralysis indefinitely, because these are all very simple things that you can control once you understand what's happening to your brain. But the really, really, I think, hopeful part of it is that a German philosopher and researcher by the name of Metzinger said, and I'm going to quote him, he says, "The fact that we can actively design the structure of our conscious minds has been neglected and will become increasingly obvious through the development of rational neuroanthropology," he calls it. It's psychoneurology, combining psychologically what's happening with your brain with the neurology or the actual physical processes of the brain. When we realize that we can control process, we can learn how to do that, and that it fundamentally gives us a road to health if we are not healthy, and it gives us a road to better health if we are, once we can control that imagery. Think of taking away the negative imagery and the emotion that you have that disrupts your life and stabilizing that. This is what the people who are long-term meditators attempt to do. And you can do that using the procedures and the self-hypnosis that that I've developed and I talk about in this book and my other book. You don't have to suffer. You can actually change your life.
Wow, so that has to be pretty empowering, and what a thing for you to put out there. Does that feel good after what you went through and the challenges and then realizing and discovering what could happen?
Yeah, I went from sort of being a fruitcake, if I can use that expression, to being a healthy person who went on, got his doctorate degree. You know, I spent half my lifetime teaching at the university, and the other time pretty much working with people who have behavioral problems and disorders, setting up treatment programs for them and working directly in human services. A psychiatrist who is now deceased as of last year by the name of Alan Hobson wrote a book called Ego Damage and Repair. And in that, he has a 35-page section that he analyzes my self-therapy and promotes the use of self-hypnosis and self-therapy, which were forbidden throughout most of the 20th century by Freudian psychiatrists. But it's something that I employed. It worked very well, and it fits into where neuroscience and psychology has come over the past century.
Wow, so when people get the book, that's something you've got in it, that self-hypnosis, the ways that they can work the system, so to speak.
Right, and it's a pretty simple thing. When I was in high school, I bought a book on hypnosis for 25 cents on a library sale. And so I used that to hypnotize my high school friends. So I was familiar with hypnosis. And when I was having all that trouble as a freshman at University of Minnesota, I thought, well, gee, I'll just teach myself to do that. And it's really quite a simple procedure. You can look up self-hypnosis, you can follow those routines, and you can do that yourself. Or if you have difficulty, you can go to a hypnotist and say, you know, teach me how I can use self-hypnosis. But I go through all those different steps and learning processes in my autobiography, which is autobiography of a ghost. So you don't have to feel helpless. It's something that any normal person can learn if they are motivated to do so.
Wow, so good stuff, Glenn Just. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Was manifested in an egg, developed in the womb, born out of a moon belly, first day of doom, crying out like you wanna be put back in there. Maybe later in the incubator for more care. Alone, get to your home and your crib set, put behind bars and you ain't even lived yet. Going through the playpen, when will the state end? Parents can't make rent, money from the safe bit.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
James Beck is in our virtual green room. He's a TEDx speaker, a relationship building expert, an author, an innovator, a structural integration therapist. I love that title. And he's the creator of Beck Balance Wellness Workshops and so much more, the founder of Give Beck. Here's what I like. He teaches people how to transform relationships through service to others. And he really did it. He lived it. I said it going into the break. Can you imagine getting rid of all of your possessions, going to every single state, and doing service for a person, a family in every single state, not asking for anything except for that the people pay it forward? And that's exactly what he did. James Beck, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here.
So you and I talked off the air, and we talked about what you did, and I want to give a little bit of the background to this story. Why did you do this in the first place? If you wind the clock back, 10-plus years ago, what drove you to do what you did?
I found myself opposite in the way a lot of people find themselves. Instead of at a bad place, I found myself in a very good place at the top of the mountain, at the peak of my decision. But then I looked around and I found that I climbed the wrong mountain. And I was unhappy. My relationships were falling apart from neglect. I was around a lot of people, but I was lonely. I was making money, and I, you know, had good business stuff going, but it just didn't seem to have any meaning or fulfillment. And I felt like I had an idea and that I'd been playing with for actually several years, about a decade. I've been working on it, on how to rewire the mind, and I'd written a book, and I was like, okay, are you really legit? Do you really know this? Or are you just brilliant in your bedroom and just going to talk about it on dinner parties all the time? And so it was like either put up or shut up. And so it was kind of a reckoning when I was December 1st, 2010. I was looking at myself in the mirror after I got out of the shower, and I was naked, you know, when you're just, all the flaws are just right there in front of you. And I was like, you know, you don't fool me. You sling this and you make your life look good on the outside, but you don't fool me. And I wanted to look at myself in the mirror and be proud and like have that glint in your smile to where you're happy with the way your choices are. And it was like, you know, I just realized that I needed to change everything around. So what do you do when you want to become a better man or new human? You have to press the reset button. So it was also the one thing that I felt like every person that I knew, I grew up in a very religious household, but it was also like, you know, maybe it wasn't the best examples always of what faith could be like, but it was that renunciation of possessions that I thought, you know, if I could do that and I could live in a state of service, that would prove to me that at least I'm not a fraud. At least my belief system is legit, and it would teach me what I need to learn, you know, kind of set me off and reset things on the right path. So that's why I did it.
You do this, and then you come out of it after going to all these states and meeting all these different people and doing various things to help people. That had to be an incredible game changer for you, life changing, was it, obviously?
Well, it was. It was, you know, every week or every new week, it was a new experience, a new family. I couldn't rest on my life or my possessions. It was almost like destroying my mind. Like I couldn't rest on any of the habits that I had before. I had to truly live and just be giving and loving and hope that was enough. Hope that humanity is good enough to where it would, like, you know, if humans are good, then this will work. And if they're not, then I'm up a creek. But betting everything on service, It was one of those things that I was looking at. Okay, every religion, the apex of being a yogi, being a Christian, being, you know, Jewish religion, Islam, you have Hindu, they talk about service and protect and serve police or the military going into the service. And I thought, well, what if I just reverse engineered it and instead of getting there one day, start there and immerse my whole life in it? What type of human would I become if that's what my primary focus was versus later on down the road? And it has completely transformed everything. I mean, my life is amazing. I feel like I want to tell everyone, like, hey, instead of talking in a religious fashion to where a lot of people are like, you have to do this, I wish people could hear my tone and say, you have to do this. It's amazing how it transforms everything. It's like a royal way to exist, and relationships are better, opportunities are better. Everything aligns and flows in a direction to where I don't have to work at doing something. You feel like the powers that be in the universe are working and conspiring in your favor.
Yeah, and now you take that giving and you teach people and organizations how to use that mindset, that service mindset, to build and maintain and grow and repair relationships, and it has to have just an incredible effect, I would imagine, a ripple effect.
So what I do is I teach companies how to transform their corporate culture into a cooperative community by using service. And kind of using the principles that were distilled throughout the country. You know, every state taught me at least one great lesson, if not three, four, five, ten. But as, you know, you grow and you transform, you recognize patterns that are universal with humans. And it has nothing to do with individual people or experiences, but you kind of feel those flows. And then now, being able to work with, and started off working with the military and helping with, they have some challenges with PTSD and rewiring the brain and removing some of that trauma. And I grew up in a foster home. I'm not a foster child, but I have 38 foster sisters and 11 foster brothers, and it's a very intense upbringing. So there was an internal goal when I launched out on this journey, because I was used to having a lot of anxiety myself. And if I'm going to rewire my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have two goals, an internal one and an external one. And the internal one was to remove my anxiety, PTSD, from childhood experiences. And then the external goal was to, you know, create this larger-than-life game, so to speak. You know, when we play, we seek difficult things to do. You know, we do hard things. You know, when we play, we slay the dragon. When we play our video games, or when we play, we run to a point of exhaustion for a point. Like, literally, we play games for a point, and we, like, where we're like killing our bodies. And when we play, we, as human beings, we play to save the day. And so how do we encourage our race to play again together, to be children again together? And so usually it, you know, it takes being, you know, serving together. And so I learned, you know, as I went around the country, experiencing how when you serve another human being, and you just give them time without any attachment to the time, and you're just like, hey, whatever you want. And I'm like, can you clean my baseboards? Sure. Can you clean my garage? Sure. Can you babysit my kids? Sure. Like, here are you have these days. And then they come back, and you did a good job. I found that I never once asked, I tried to tell people what I thought or believed. In fact, I intentionally tried to avoid it. But I found it almost always on the second day, and universally by the third day, when you serve someone and you just give them time, they're like, oh my goodness, this is awesome. What do you believe? This is so cool. And they're like, give me some of that belief, instead of we get stuck into trying to proselytize and push what we think. I think if we were just to say, look at faith and religion and realize that it's more ability than it is obligation, I think things would change towards the better.
Yeah, what a perfect place to end this. What a great human being. You can find out more about James Beck by going to givebeck.com. All roads are there with what he does and how you could hire him or how you could buy his book or any of that kind of stuff and more on his story. Thanks, James.
Thank you for having me.
Terrific. Just amazing to think about paying it forward, like he said, the things that he did, could you do that? And then the reaction to the people when he did those things, like saying cleaning the baseboards and whatever it was, clean my garage. Just an amazing story, an amazing guy. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.